arrogant, has inspired Mancuso's scientific research, and now, with science writer Alessandra Viola, this marvelous collaboration. But while Brilliant Green is most assuredly not a work of science fiction, there is good science to back up its every claim. It is, like the best science, the product of a powerful imagination, one with the ability to see the world from a completely fresh and unencumbered point of view, and to communicate that perspective to the rest of us. So, put aside for a couple of hours your accustomed anthropocentrism, and step into this other, richer, and more wonderful world. You won't regret it, and you won't emerge from it ever quite the same again. Introduction. Are plants intelligent? Do they solve problems and communicate with their surroundings, with other plants, insects, and higher animals? Or are they passive, unfeeling organisms without a trace of individual or social behavior? Differing answers to such questions date back to ancient Greece, when philosophers of opposing schools of thought argued for and against the proposition that plants have a soul. What drove their reasoning? And above all, after centuries of scientific discovery, why is there still disagreement about whether plants are intelligent? Surprisingly, many of the points raised today are the same ones raised centuries ago, and hinge not on science, but on sentiment and cultural preconceptions that have existed for thousands of years. Although casual observation may suggest that the plant world's level of complexity is pretty low, over the centuries, the idea that plants are sentient organisms which can communicate, have a social life, and solve problems by using elegant strategies, that they are, in a word, intelligent, has occasionally raised its head. Philosophers and scientists in different times and cultural contexts, from Democritus to Plato, from Linnaeus to Darwin, from Fechner to Bose, to mention only some of the best known, have embraced the belief that plants have much more complicated abilities than are commonly observable. Until the mid-20th century, there were only brilliant intuitions. But discoveries over the past 50 years have finally shed light on this subject, compelling us to see the plant world with new eyes. In the first chapter, we'll explain this, and we'll see that even today, arguments for denying plants' intelligence rely less on scientific data than on cultural prejudices and influences that have persisted for millennia. The time seems ripe for a change in our thinking. On the basis of decades of experiments, plants are starting to be regarded as beings capable of calculation and choice, learning and memory. A few years ago, Switzerland, amid much less rational polemics, became the first country in the world to affirm the rights of plants with a special declaration. But what are plants, really? And how did they come to be the way that they are? We humans have lived with them from the time we appeared on Earth, yet we can't say we know them at all. This isn't just a scientific or cultural problem. It goes much deeper. The relationship between humans and plants is so difficult because our evolutionary paths have been so different. Like all animals, humans are endowed with unique organs, and thus every human being is an indivisible organism. But plants are sessile. They can't move from one place to another, and so they've evolved in a different way, constructing a modular body without individual organs. The reason for such a solution is obvious. If an herbivorous predator removed an organ whose function couldn't be performed by another part of the plant, that, ipso facto, would cause the plant's death. Until now, this basic difference from the animal world has been one of the main obstacles to our understanding and recognizing plants as intelligent beings. In the second chapter, we'll try to explain how this difference occurred. We'll see how every plant has the ability to survive massive predation, and that what ultimately distinguishes a plant from an animal is its divisibility. It's being equipped with numerous command centers and a network structure. Not a